CNBC's Tech Check is sponsored by Grayscale, the world's largest digital currency asset manager.
I'm Julia Boorstin, and here's your CNBC Tech Check briefing. The Los Angeles Clippers now have named their new $1.2 billion arena, which is scheduled to open in 2024. It's called the Intuit Dome. Terms of the agreement with the Clippers were not made public, but sources tell CNBC that financial software company Intuit is paying over $500 million to have its name on the arena for 23 years. Intuit is a financial management tech company that trades on the NASDAQ and has a $156 billion market cap. The company's products include TurboTax, Credit Karma, and QuickBooks. HBO Max is starting a new promotion to get people to sign up for its streaming service. As of September 15th, HBO subscriptions through Amazon Prime Video channels officially shut down. Now those customers, as well as all new and returning subscribers, can get the first 6 months of their subscriptions for half the price. That comes out to $7.50 per month. It'll go up to $15 after 6 months. The half-off deal is only available in the U.S. until September 26th, and it is targeted at the nearly 5 million people who used to sign up through Amazon. And there is a new SPAC in town. Ginkgo Bioworks begins trading on the New York Stock Exchange today. It's the latest company to complete a SPAC deal and go public. Shares opened at $11.15 under ticker symbol DNA, giving the five-time CNBC Disruptor 50 company a market cap of nearly $2.5 billion. Ginkgo was started in 2009 by a team of MIT scientists intent on building made-to-order microbes that enable customers to grow rather than manufacture better products. The company calls itself an organism company because it designs and prints DNA. That's all from the West Coast. See you back here on Monday.